Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading, I worked for 32 years as a midwife, and this is the most horrifying thing I've ever experienced, by How to Scream from Reddit. I hope you enjoy this story, and let's get started. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a midwife. There was something magical about the being there when new life came into the world. I loved everything about it. Not even the night shifts, rude patients, or distant fathers could ruin it for me. But everything changed the night a heavily pregnant woman walked into our delivery room. She had no ID and wore a worn tracksuit. She said her name was Greta. I still don't know if that was her real name. She looked pale and underfed with bloodshot eyes. Her cervix was already 5 centimeters dilated, so Emma, our doctor on duty, decided to admit her. Her vitals were normal, and over the next few hours, labor progressed and we induced delivery. Everything seemed fine at first. Then Greta's body seized up. Her eyes rolled back and thick veins bulged across her belly. I'd never seen anything like it and called for help. But by the time the senior doctor arrived, Greta had calmed down, and soon after, she gave birth to a healthy baby without any problems. We examined the baby right there in the delivery room. Then I went to the nurse's station to log everything in our system. When I came back, Greta and her baby were gone. We told the hospital administration, and since Greta seemed stable and the baby appeared fine, they did nothing. My warnings that something might be wrong were ignored. The hospital was already overwhelmed. They didn't need more problems. A week later, Greta came back. The same time of night, same clothes, and she was pregnant again. At first, I thought someone was playing a joke on me, but when I asked my coworkers about it, they acted like they had no idea what I was talking about. "She was here last week," I said. "You must have sent her home because she wasn't ready yet." "Well, now she definitely is. Hook her up to the monitor," Emma said. "No, she already gave birth last week." Emma gave me a look that was half concerned, half amused. "Maybe you should stop working night shifts," she said, and got back to work. Everything happened exactly like before. Greta seized up, her eyes rolled back, then suddenly stopped. At exactly 2:45 a.m., she gave birth without complications. Then she disappeared again. This happened 4 more times over the next few weeks. She'd come in, seize up, give birth at 2:45 a.m. and vanish, as quietly as she had arrived. The 5th time I noticed something on her belly. The veins formed a pattern, a circle with a square inside it. What did it mean? I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I decided to follow her next time. When she showed up again a week later, I told Emma I felt sick and needed to go home. She wasn't happy about it. The hospital was chronically short-staffed, but she let me go. I clocked out, went to the parking lot, and sat in my car where I could see her room. Right at 2:45 a.m., she had her baby. Through the window, I watched my coworkers examine the newborn, then leave the room. Moments later, Greta got up, took her baby, and walked out. A few minutes later, she came out the main entrance and crossed the parking lot. I got out and followed at a distance. She'd just given birth, but walked fast and steady, like it hadn't affected her at all. Sometimes new mothers bounce back quickly, but birth is exhausting. It's like running a 9-month marathon that ends with a triathlon. It takes a toll no matter how fit you are. Greta crossed several streets and turned into the old industrial district. The streetlights barely worked, so I followed her through the shadows until she reached an old warehouse. She stopped at a heavy rusted door. I hid behind a parked truck. I peeked around the corner, but she was gone. Then suddenly, she was behind me. I jumped and hit my head on the truck's cab. "They're waiting for you," she said. "Who?" She didn't answer. She just walked back to the warehouse. The door opened and she went inside. I knew I shouldn't follow her, but I couldn't help myself. The open door pulled at me like a magnet. My fear melted away and turned into something else. Whatever was inside that warehouse, it was meant for me. I belonged there. I'd never been so sure of anything in my life. It was my time. They were waiting. Inside the warehouse was filled with fog. It smelled like my childhood, like the lilies my mother grew, sunscreen and barbecue. Something moved in the fog. Large tentacles glowing neon green came toward me. As they got closer, the colors grew brighter and the smell grew stronger. One tentacle touched me. I saw the pattern on its tip, a circle with a square in the center, and suddenly, I understood everything. It was like the knowledge just appeared in my mind. They didn't have to explain. The information was simply there, like something I'd always known but forgotten. They came to our planet, not to attack us, but to hide. They're being hunted. Their species is being wiped out, and only a few survive. Those survivors fled to Earth, and here they want to start over, but hidden inside human bodies. They're disguising their DNA as human because humans are protected. Unlike most species in the galaxy, humans can't be touched. Earth can't be invaded. Destroying humanity would throw the entire galactic system out of balance. So they found a way to use that protection for themselves, and I'm a part of it. I always have been. Suddenly everything went white, blinding light. My head throbbed. I tried to scream, but nothing came out. The pain spread through my whole body. For a moment, I felt like I was breaking apart, like a crab thrown into boiling water. When the light faded, I was standing in a hallway. I recognized it. It was our delivery ward. I looked down. I was pregnant. "Can I help you?" someone said behind me. It was Emma, but she didn't recognize me. She looked concerned. "Come with me." She touched my arm gently and led me into an exam room. "What's your name?" I didn't answer right away. But then I said, "Greta." That's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed this short one. If you did, let me know in the comments below, wherever you can. If you're on YouTube or listening via the podcast, I really appreciate you for listening, and I just want to call out a couple things before I sign off. That one being, thank you to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. I really appreciate you. And if you'd like to get yourself a Stories After Midnight t-shirt, check out the links in the description or go to shop.storiesaftermidnight.com. And let me know if you do get one. Anyways, that's all I have. Thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye then.